Welcome to Access Your Leadership, where we share inspiring career stories and talk about ways you can level up your own leadership potential. I'm your host and coach, Akeem Lakhdar, and today I want to talk briefly about that little voice in our heads, our inner critic. We all know that voice we hear inside our heads sometimes, and I'm not talking about our conscience. I'm talking about the voice that we had when we were little, that voice that used to be much less critical but was pretty much there to keep us safe. It was the voice that would have said something like, "Don't step too close to the fire, you might get burned," or "Don't upset mom and dad, you'll get yelled at or in trouble." It was our early fight or flight response. But then as we got older and we moved into adulthood, that inner voice became our inner critic, oftentimes our harshest critic. And the voice started saying things like, "Don't speak up in front of lots of people. You look silly. You'll mess up. You might not get your point across." Again, still trying to keep us safe, but more from a place of storytelling. And the reason our inner critic sounds like that to us is because it does two things constantly. It judges and it compares. Much of the judging comes from assuming what other people are thinking about, and the comparing, well, we all know that comparison is a thief of joy. It's just another way of judging ourselves against others. Social media has been brutal for this, right? Seeing the perfectly polished versions of people's lives, their relationships, their businesses, their careers. But the reality is, we can't ever really know what other people are thinking because we're not them. And if we think we're the only ones with an inner critic, and sometimes it can feel that way, that's just not the case. Everyone has their own inner critic that's trying to run the show at one point or another. So what do we do about this inner critic that keeps us from playing full out and sometimes sharing our best selves with the world? We spend a lot of time on this topic in our Training Rock leadership programs, but it's as simple as asking three questions. Is it true? What's the evidence? Do you know that for a fact? You'll be amazed how these three simple questions can transform how you react to when your inner critic is trying to steal the show. Because honestly, the harder you fight it, the stronger and louder your inner critic will become. You want to first notice when your inner critic is showing up. And hell, you can even name it. My friend and co-founder of the Training Rock, Joe Andrews, has named hers Bob. So you can just say, "Inner critic," or "Bob, thanks for trying to keep me safe, but I've got this." And then ask yourself those three questions to move through and past it. The distinction that you're really trying to make here is between, "Ugh, I'm terrible at this," and, "My inner critic is trying to convince me that I'm terrible at this to keep me safe from something." If you can do that in the moment, you'll already lessen the intensity of what your inner critic is telling you. And then you can shut it down with those three questions. Is it true? What's the evidence? Do I know that for a fact? Think about an example in the leadership context, like, "My team doesn't respect me." And this can be a team that you lead or even a leadership team that you're a part of. Is it true? Well, I think it's true. I mean, nobody has said to me directly, but I believe it to be true, but I can't say for certain. What's the evidence? Well, they don't listen to me. They don't do what I tell them to do. They don't include me in things, etc. And lastly, do I know that for a fact? Well, no, I can't say for a fact that all these things are happening because they don't respect me. They're just assumptions at this point, I suppose, right? And then if you're working with a coach or even doing a bit of your own self-coaching, you can go a bit deeper with it if you find that'd be helpful. So if there's a feeling like no one respects you because they don't listen, they don't do what you tell them to do, they don't include you, and since no one has come right out and said that they don't respect you or that you don't know for a fact that they're behaving that way because of that, perhaps there are other things driving that behavior. Maybe the team's feeling unmotivated, unsupported. Maybe they feel underutilized. Maybe because of the story your inner critic is trying to convince you of, you are actually not connecting with them. Maybe you're not making the effort, and so they may feel perhaps that you don't respect them. There can be so many reasons that we can come up with all kinds of explanations and evidence to support what our inner critic is trying to convince us of. But the reality is that we can't confidently know if it's true or if it's a fact. And the explanation for why we can't say for certain is because there's a communication vacuum. A communication vacuum is simply a situation where a conversation hasn't occurred, and because of that, and the unknowns that it creates, our inner critic slips in to fill that space with its own inner critic stories. Your inner critic turns up when you don't know the facts. Simply put, you haven't had the conversation. So you don't know what other people are thinking because you're not in their head. We've all been in a situation where we see someone on the street during the day, they're on the other side of the road, they look our direction, we wave hi, and they don't wave back. And then we spend the whole rest of the day thinking, what, were they mad at me? Maybe they don't like me. Maybe someone told them something about me, on and on. And this thinking is occurring because we haven't had the conversation. So our inner critic is creating stories and explanations to fill that vacuum. And then, of course, the next time you see that person, you mention, hey, I saw you the other day on the street and I waved to you and you didn't wave back. And they say, oh my God, was that Tuesday morning? I forgot my glasses at home and I couldn't see anything and I was completely disoriented all day. I'm sorry I didn't see you. And we realize it had nothing to do with us, that it was just our inner critic trying to convince us of something. And if something is playing on your mind and your inner critic's having a field day, pick up the phone, go see the person, speak to them, have the conversation, find out the facts, don't make them up. If others aren't sharing information with you, then you need to ask them in order to stop your inner critic in its tracks. And likewise, as a leader, if you are creating a communication vacuum by not expressing your own thoughts, your own feelings, that may encourage others to make up stuff about what's going on for you. And while we're working remotely in the absence of reassurance from our colleagues, our inner critic's voices are amplified. Many of our traits from childhood don't serve us well anymore. And the inner critic is the voice that's still trying to keep us safe as adults. But it's based on out-of-date information that we then get hooked on that create unhelpful patterns in our thinking. So in addition to asking ourselves those three questions, is it true? What's the evidence? Do I know that for a fact? The best way to silence your inner critic in these types of situations with someone else is to simply have the conversation. Once you've shared your truth and they've shared theirs, you can now know the facts and proceed from there with you at the wheel, not your inner critic. This is also a phenomenal way to build trust. When you're sensing there's a communication vacuum, have the conversation. So to wrap this up, I encourage you to notice when your inner critic is coming into play. Notice when your inner critic has you judging and or comparing not only yourself, but others as well. And once you do notice it, don't fight it. Just simply thank it for trying to keep you safe and then move on to asking those three questions. Is it true? What's the evidence? Do I know that for a fact? You'll find that you'll be operating from a much stronger place of clarity and confidence in who you are, what you're feeling, and what's true or not. As always, I'd love to hear from you about the episode. What came up for you as you think about leveling up your leadership game? And please do feel free to share with me what it's been like to more easily notice your inner critic. If you enjoyed the episode, I encourage you to like and subscribe. And if you want to connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn at Hakeem A. Lockdar or at lockdarcoaching.com. Thanks for tuning in. Keep being great, and we'll see you next time.